Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
From the WEEI studios, brought to you by DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified.
The destination for Boston sports fans.
Sports Radio 93.7. WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence, Boston.
An Odyssey station.
This hour of the Gray Hill Morning Show brought to you by Northeast Men's Health with locations in Salem, New Hampshire and in Dedham next to Legacy Place.
Off today, Andrew Raycroft filling in, and it is a lose day. Lou Merlone is brought to you by Zenni, the official eyewear of the Boston Red Sox. Major league style at minor league prices. Visit Zenni.com. And Lou joins us on the Harbor One hotline this morning. Hey, Lou.
Good morning, everybody. How are we doing?
Are you enjoying Mac Jones? You can have Bill back if you'd like. I don't know where you stand on that currently.
No, I'm good. I'm good. You know, he likes you guys more, at least for now. So, but Mac's going to be just fine. It's been a couple of weeks trying to, kind of work on him a little bit.
Yeah, I think Wiggy appreciated you asking about the offense and whether or not he is holding back or they are holding him back yesterday. I don't know if it's bothering you or not. It's not bothering me because we're 2 weeks into his rookie season, so. I think they're bringing him along slowly, as they should.
Yeah, unlike the other team that they played against, right?
Right.
I mean, talk about having a rookie quarterback and not even allowing him to get into the flow of the game. And he's 0 for 2 with two picks in Zach Wilson, and now he's shell-shocked and doesn't want to throw a football the rest of the game. So, no, I think they are conservative. I think that they will open it up eventually, but I feel like they're doing the right thing with the rookie quarterback. There's a reason why he's performing better than the other guys, because they're not asking him much. They're asking him to take the easy checkdowns and to gain some confidence and gain the 5 or 6 yards. And it's part of the reason why Zach Wilson and Trevor Lawrence are doing what they're doing right now.
Morning, Lou. I'm going to take the opportunity to ask you about the one-game playoff. I assume it's going to be the Red Sox and the Toronto Blue Jays. But do the Red Sox match up against the Yankees or the Blue Jays better, one team better than the other, or is it just get in that game and play it?
Well, I think everybody matches up better with the Yankees because they're just not good. You know, I never thought they were good. I thought they're always overrated. So I just don't see them getting there. And if they do, that'd be a gift. So the Blue Jays are tough. There's no question about it. The only thing is that a guy like it's one game, so I'd imagine Nate Eovaldi will be the starting pitcher. But a guy like Tanner Houck is really a weapon. That dude is filthy, at least for 2 or 3 innings, right? As we've seen, one time through, two times through the order. And with this lineup, and you look at the Blue Jays, and you start thinking about Simeon and Bichette and Guerrero and Teoscar and Gurriel, they're all right-handed. And I'll take that all day long. I think they feel like that's probably a good matchup for them, having a guy like Eovaldi and having Houck coming in right after them. So it's a very good team. If Sox and Blue Jays make the playoffs, that's going to be five, I think, very good teams in the American League.
And if it is the Blue Jays, we're going to assume it's the Blue Jays. Is it a huge advantage for the Red Sox to be at Fenway, or can they go up to Toronto and win in the Dome?
I just think home field's always a huge advantage. You know, it's like, the first postseason with fans, you know what I mean? I felt like last year, obviously the Red Sox weren't in it, but it's, being up in Toronto, that place in Toronto, you know, they don't win often, but when they do, it's not like Tampa Bay. They come out and they are very loud and they are very comfortable there. So I think you want to get that game out of Toronto, and that's why it's important. It's a big loss for Toronto last night to try to hold on. And remember, if the Blue Jays and the Red Sox are tied for the wild card, then the Blue Jays get home, I mean, the Red Sox get home field because they won the season series. So that's a good benefit for them.
Lou, last week, Chris Sale saying that he's not vaccinated. He's gotten COVID twice, kind of alluding to the fact that he's not going to get vaccinated. Were you surprised by that, given how vocal the Red Sox organization has been about wanting their players to get vaccinated?
No, I wasn't. Like you said, he already got it in January. You know, I know that not all these guys, you know, we're vaccinated. I mean, I don't know. I'm not in everybody's heads of what they're doing or why they're not doing it. But and I know it's a big deal. This guy talking about how when he came back from Tommy John, he's going to just cherish every day. And took, you know, some people are getting on him. I saw Buckley write an article. Of course, everybody's getting on him for not being vaccinated. But it's not like an unvaccinated player, you know, like infected everybody else, right? You know, because after him, I think Phillips Valdez did. So it wasn't like he spread it, right? They sort of lose sight of the fact that a vaccinated player spread this whole thing throughout this team. But if Chris Sale was a close contact and had to miss 10 games because he's a close contact and never got it, then I think it's fair game, right? So we could play make-believe, pretend that's what happened, but it didn't. You know, Josh Taylor's in that situation. He's the one that you can look at and say it was just stupid. But he was positive, and he felt fine the entire time. He's an unvaccinated player, and he felt fine the whole time. So it is what it is. I'm not, you know, people can feel how they feel about him. We know it's all political, and just sort of leave it at that.
Speaking of Sale, Lou, would you have held him out until the Yankees series, or do you like how they're using him? And I guess the other side of that is his last appearance was not many swings and misses at all. Were you concerned about that?
Yeah, missing all that time, he kind of looked like he had missed time, right? Other than unlike Pivetta, I was surprised, and maybe that tells you what they're thinking about him. They could have very easily started Pivetta on Friday and Sale on Saturday. They could have very easily have done that. And that would have put Pivetta Wednesday night against the Mets, and you walk into the Yankees with, you know, Sale, Erod, and Eovaldi. And I think that is a much better situation to be in, you know, having those three pitchers thrown against the Yankees rather than throwing Pivetta in there. But there's a reason why they did it. And I don't know if it's just sort of to protect him, you know, because they don't think he is, like, on top of his game, or they're worried about how he's going to come back from COVID. So I would have liked to have seen Sale, Eovaldi, and Erod throw against the Yankees. Doesn't look like it's going to happen.
If they play that game in Toronto, are there any issues? You just made me think about vaccinations and traveling.
Don't you have to be vaccinated to go to Canada?
Well, that's why you said, because you stay in the whole thing. The rules were different for Major League Baseball than what they've made for NHL. Because they can stay in the hotel.
Why they kind of, they had some issues up there, too, because it's also, like you said, a different vaccination thing. Of testing. I think in America, like Major League Baseball, as we found out through Hunter Renfroe, you know, they're not asking like vaccinated players to test, you know, only unless you have symptoms. I think when they were up in Toronto, I think that was an issue. They asked everybody to test. And that's where they kind of lost, I think, a couple coaches.
And well, they have the hotel in the stadium. So they have to stay in that hotel. They can't go. Yeah. That was part of the rules that they made.
Well, how can the rules be different for the NHL and Major League Baseball if we're following the science, Razor?
Well, I'm not getting involved. I don't know that. Hey, Luke, just quickly on the one-game playoff
more
as well.
Timing, when it comes right? I just think it's more timing on that, right? Vaccinations, just timing. You know, we're in a different place than we were in, say, January, February during hockey season, March, April.
Yeah.
So,
why is Sale not available for the one game playoff? Why would you not want Sale being the starter for that game?
Because I don't think he's your best pitcher.
Okay.
You know, I think Nate Eovaldi is. Like, Nate Eovaldi right now is just, he's just your best pitcher. I mean, he's going to be, you know, one of the finalists for Cy Young, most likely, or at least top five in the American League. He has been outstanding. I mean, he takes the Red Sox win. His record might not show that, but it's just the way it is. I think Cora's talked about the calmness that they have with him on the mound. He has got five pitch mix, so if a certain lineup is struggles with the slider, he can use that, not the curveball. If they struggle with the curveball, he can use that, not the slider. Like, he just has it all right now. Like, I didn't see it coming, but he's healthy, he's strong, and he's just your best guy.
Lou, I want to thank you for asking Mac Jones about the Nick Saban question. Great answer there. We were wondering if next week you could follow up asking if he did indeed say, hold my nuts.
Ooh,
that is a clean drop.
Okay.
Oh, I didn't know I couldn't say that.
You can.
No, it's fine.
Oh, okay. Yes, because
there were reports that he had said that during preseason, during the hold my nuts. Yes. Yes, there were. Yes, there were. If you could, if you could ask that at some point, Lou, Courtney, we would really appreciate it.
You want to make T-shirts out of it, right?
Yes, we do.
We'll ask him.
All right,
we'll ask him. We're going to use that. By the way, do we have permission to use that drop on our show?
Yes, as much as possible.
Yes. All right, Lou. Awesome to talk to you, and we'll be listening this afternoon. All right.
All right, everybody. Enjoy the rest of the show. Good
okay. I need that. We need that again, please.
Hold my nuts. Great. Awesome. That's great. If only I up-talked it. Can you up-talk that? Hold my nuts.
Hold my nuts.
Yeah, that'd be
good.
You could up-talk anything, really.
It's such a weird feeling, but when you hear something that will become a drop that you hear 1,000 times, in that moment, it's like crystallized.
It really is.
Brian Hoyer.
Right. Well, I don't remember that. I was drunk.
All right. Let's get to Ken and what is trending.
The Real Post Game Show, this Sunday after the game.
Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
In the mood for a delicious burger? Join the 99 Restaurant's new rewards program. Enjoy any burger for $5.99 every Wednesday in September. Join online, download their mobile app. The 99, always the real deal. Week 2 finished in the NFL last night. Aaron Rodgers, a win. Little snippy Aaron Rodgers post-game after they beat the Lions at Lambeau.
I just think people like to say a lot of bullshit, and it's nice to come back in here after a game like that. I think that there's even more now than when I started playing. There's so many overreactions that happen on a week-to-week basis. So it's nice to come out and have a good performance and get the trolls off our back for at least a week.
Yeah, okay. Okay, Aaron.
Hold my nuts.
Thank you. Thank you.
The tone of voice on that guy. Oh,
it's so annoying.
Dude, yeah.
Nails on a chalkboard.
I tell you, it's resting Rodgers' face.
There's no way he talks like that in real life.
He's become the most annoying individual in the entire NFL, and he's done it to himself.
Yeah.
He's never happy.
His family told us. His family warned us all. And we were all wondering, oh, but it's Aaron Rodgers. Maybe the family's got something wrong going on. No.
Well, fine. Then we have to root for the Rams in the NFC. We're not going to root for Brady. We can't root for Rodgers. Then I'm a Rams fan. Sean McVay, good locker room speech after the Colts win.
You talk about being able to handle adversity early on and still come away with the dub right there. Give it up for yourselves right there.
Curtis, is this the toughest week for your beloved Buccaneers?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, okay.
Flying to the West Coast, playing the Rams.
When it comes to the undefeated season, this is their toughest test schedule-wise.
Yes. Plus, it's the first time in Tom Brady's career he's playing in Los Angeles, which is shocking. But considering all the movement of NFL franchises, this will be his only game in L.A.
Peter King joins Gresham Keefe today. Ben Volen with Merlone and Fourier. Of course, Patriots getting ready for the Saints. Maybe Taysom Hill. Maybe we'll see that rotating quarterback package. But so far, it's been famous Jameis.
Has Shailene Woodley left Aaron yet, or are they still together?
No, we're still wondering if they had a baby.
I
think people think that she might have had a baby.
Already had it?
Well, she posted a photo of a baby hand or foot.
What is it, like an alien child or something?
No.
When's the last time you've seen Shailene Woodley out and about? Why would they have it in secret?
I mean, Kylie Jenner did that. Said it was the best decision she ever made. It's true.
Aaron Rodgers has not. They have not. The Rodgers have not had a child in secret, and the world doesn't know.
We shall see.
And Shailene Woodley will be at the Biggie in Springfield later.
I am told,
by the way, that the food item this year is deep fried Kool-Aid. Does that sound good to you?
No, the when you said the deep fried Oreos, that sounded good.
Greg, I think somebody's yanking your chain. I don't think that that's such a thing.
Look it up. Deep fried Kool-Aid.
How is that possible?
They were in the Twitch chat. They were saying that one year at the Big E, they were serving deep fried butter. So butter that is dipped in batter and then fried. We have an issue in this country with obesity, and I think they need to shut the Big E down as soon as possible.
Red Sox tonight, 7:10 for your two-game Mets series opener on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network. 6:10 pregame with the Mutt Man. Tampa wins their 93rd game. Their magic number is 5 to clinch the division. Yankees win. Toronto loses. So right now, game and a half lead for your Red Sox. Oh, for that top wildcard spot. That's what's trending.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on EEI.
Yes, Greg?
Curtis didn't mention the harvest moon. How can you do a weather forecast without mentioning the harvest moon?
Well, because the picture says 1,000 words, and I sent you the harvest moon in our group chat.
Okay, all right.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
We get it almost every night. And when that moon gets big and bright, it's supernatural delight. Every border was dancing in the moonlight.
Curtis, maybe you should try painting the harvest moon. I think there's only one or two more nights left, and that could help when it comes to recharging the batteries and the anxiety and such, like Bob Ross. Yeah,
I have a dysgraphia, which is means that I have no fine motor skills and my hand shakes, so it's not going to be a great painting.
I demand, by the way, America should demand that Bob Ross be given his name back after watching that documentary. It is horrific what happened.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you haven't watched it yet?
No.
Curtis recommended it. And these people who befriended Bob Ross, I feel like there was some kind of weird 70s wife swapping thing going on there. But these people who befriended Bob Ross stole his name. And Bob Ross's family does not get the rights to all of the
Bob Ross paints and paintbrushes and all the rest of that.
So that should be the presidential pardon.
Yeah.
Along the like, someone
yes.
Should,
yes. Executive order.
Biden should step
executive
in.
Executive order. Yes. It's an American tragedy what happened to the great Bob Ross.
Agreed.
Is she confusing that with the Ordway story?
No. No, it has nothing to do.
That's why I kept working on those shows.
It has nothing to do with Glenn Ordway. It's just the Bob Ross story, which if you would note, if you saw the Wiggy Vikings promo picture that I shared yesterday, an amazing similarity between the hair of Bob Ross and Jermaine Wiggins in that picture yesterday.
Wiggy's saying he might bring it back.
Yeah, he said he might bring the hair back. Yeah. This is Michael from Brookline. Hello, Michael.
So everybody's laughing at the inappropriate, hold my nuts comment of Courtney's.
Yes. Hold my nuts.
You hold my nuts. You should be laughing because it's very appropriate. Because if you listen to the show all the time, you realize that she has Santos's either in her purse or in her jewelry box.
Yes, I do like to keep them with me at all times.
Santo is well trained.
Oh,
but he's a fantastic guy.
Of course.
Fantastic.
Do you think I would marry a guy that is not, well-trained?
No.
Santo!
That is not, you know, an upstanding gentleman?
No, Santo!
No. Fantastic.
You have a high standard for yourself. Rightly so.
Rightly so. Yeah. This is Rich from Waltham. What's up, Rich? Rich?
Rich.
All right, Rich.
Rich is gone.
No longer there. What about Phil from my adopted home continent of Maine? What's up, Phil?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
Of course.
Hey, so, I'd be on board with you guys, the whole banner over Gillette. Maybe you could say, like, thanks a lot, Bill. Way to F it up. oh, my God.
So in your mind... mind, no trolling Tom Brady before that game.
No.
No.
Absolutely not.
No. Okay.
I don't think they're obviously going to make a big production out of this because it's a game and their plan is to win the game. You know, obviously that's what most of the fan base is expecting. So they'll do something, but I don't think it's going to be a big production. And, when you look at things, you talk about Mac Jones, and I do think they're going about it the right way and bringing him along slowly.
Yep.
But at the same time, I think Bill built his defense more planning that the defense was going to basically win the games so that his quarterback didn't have to so much. Like, that way there wouldn't be much pressure on him and they could bring him along. I don't think that the defense is working out so well right now, but, we got a lot of games left and everything. So we'll see what happens. I just don't think that anybody in their right mind can look at this game coming up and expect Mac Jones to be able to go and out-duel Tom Brady. There's no way that they're setting that game plan up for that. And a bigger concern is if they actually walk into, the film room on week four and say, we've got the ultimate plan, and all of a sudden you're watching the Little Giants film where they're diagnosing and drawing up the plan for the annexation of Puerto Rico, because we're going to be in trouble if that happens.
I think that it was interesting when Ty Law said that there's absolutely no pressure on Mac Jones or on the Patriots in week four because nobody expects him to win.
Yeah, it makes sense.
I think Bill probably has put some pressure on himself. I don't believe it's to the extent that you think it is, where it's like a Super Bowl win for him.
Yeah, but I think outside looking in, I think Mac Jones the night before is probably more excited than nervous about that game compared to the others. You know, he was expected to beat the Jets, so his nerves for that game must have been way higher than a game against a Bucs team where everyone's telling you you're going to lose.
What's the point spread going to be? I think in March it was 3.5. It's got to go up to like 7 or 8 by kickoff.
3.5 for what?
Bucs favored by 3.5 at week four against the Patriots.
Who said 3.5 in the offseason?
In March. That's when it opened at.
It's going to be nowhere near 3.5. My guess is 10 points.
And speaking of big productions, Greg, quick aside, Edelman's producer reached out to me. They want the audio from Belichick responding to the Edelman impersonation. So get ready for that tonight on Inside the NFL.
You should have said, we'll give it to you if Edelman comes on the show, tells Greg what he did.
I know. You notice Edelman, I shared that text, the thread with Edelman. He responded yesterday when I sent him the Belichick link, but he didn't respond when I was asking him to come on the Jimmy Fun Telethon.
It literally looks like an ex-girlfriend-boyfriend like. Text message thread.
Yes.
There was like, Greg, Edelman. Like, yeah, I saw.
You're right. It sounds a little self-serving to me.
It sounds like he's looking out for himself. And
yeah, I mean, what?
The good of humanity.
But we got, Bill has to do, now that Bill mentioned that he can do an Edelman impression, he has to do it for us.
Oh.
I mean, Bill is not a guy you think of as an impression guy.
Are you high?
Yeah, if they win the Super Bowl after that, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. I could certainly do one of him, too. So.
Okay, Bill, you said it. Now you have to. Okay.
Yeah, he's got his own little annex.
The longest silence of all time after that one. We're like waiting.
This is Tom from Boston. Hello, Tom.
Good morning, guys.
What's up, Tom?
How are you?
What's going on?
I am demanding an apology from you, Greg, for giving Curtis a hard time this morning about the spider. You yourself are afraid of the Ferris wheel, and there's a poisonous tarantula walking across Curtis's keyboard this morning.
Yep. Yeah.
It was outrageous, and I demand an apology.
Yes, go ahead.
I also want to commend Andrew Raycroft. I think you guys should trade him straight up for Wiggy. Outstanding job. Intelligent, articulate. Knowledge of sports is fantastic. The complete opposite of Wiggy.
Stop it. Wiggy's fantastic.
Thanks for calling in, Dad. Razor, that.
Razor, Razor has, you have a gig.
Yes, I mean, I do.
Are you going to be on every game, every Nesson game this year?
Start up Wednesday night on Nesson.
Yeah!
Training camp, back to work shows.
Excellent.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday night this week. Exciting.
Preseason prediction from you. How far this team goes?
They're going to make the playoffs. I mean,
make the playoffs. They made the playoffs
that's
last
a good start.
Season.
That's they did in the season enough. Before that and the season before that. Let's say second round again. That's my prediction. Oh,
really?
Yeah, that's good. I mean,
what did you guys make of Dale on Twitter today saying that the Jacobs family needs to sell the team? I thought that was unbelievable.
I didn't see that anywhere on Twitter.
Dale here.
Oh, leave him alone.
I think he was saying
let the guy retire.
I think he said he needed to sell more copies of If These Walls Could Talk, the Bruins story or whatever. What's his Sean Thornton book called?
If These Walls Could Talk, the next one is going to be the unfiltered thing the walls have been saying.
I love that book.
Go pick it up for Dale.
I couldn't believe he said that about the Jacobs family.
Well, that's disappointing, correct?
That's Ken? A huge disappointment. And Bergeron's last season, probably?
No, Patrice has got more than this season.
Texter earlier.
Patrice is going to go on a... Patrice deserves a season long of people giving him cowboy boots and couches and things like that.
Yeah.
So he's going to have at least one season of that.
Well,
he'll have tribute videos in all the buildings across the league.
Well, that's what I mean.
Texter wanted your thoughts earlier on Bergie saying that he's not going to negotiate until the end of the season.
Yeah, so Patrice Bergeron is one. Like, every generation has two or three players that can basically write their own check, and Patrice is one of those guys here. He's been here his entire career. He's not going to go anywhere else. He's not going to be a trader like Tom Brady. He's going to stay here in Boston his entire career.
With a salary cap,
he can prepare his family. He can prepare on one-year deals the rest of
he's
the
not
way.
Go
it's
anywhere.
Not a big deal. He's not
you
going
don't think
in.
He's no. not going to do a Tom Brady.
No, he's not going to Montreal Canadiens. He's not going to go play for the Montreal Canadiens.
He won't go he'll finish his career here.
Yes, yes.
It's yes.
He's going right to the rafters.
There's other guys that
at the end of their careers can sign these one-year deals, whether it's cap-friendly moves, whether it's family-friendly moves. That's why Patrice isn't signing. He's not going to sign a long-term deal at the end of this. He'll go one-to-one and see where he's at every year. So I'm not concerned with that in any way whatsoever.
We have some breaking Brady Belichick-related news that we can get to with some audio that just got dropped.
Okay.
He replied to the coach's comments here, where Bill told you guys that if anybody can play to 50, it'd be Tom. So we have Tom's reply to that.
Okay.
Not yet, but we will.
Oh,
Yeah, I meant like we're going to have it in for the next segment.
Oh, that's a good tease.
That was an exciting moment there. I thought perhaps you would have had the audio ready when you breathlessly interrupted the program.
I thought coming in was hold these nuts. That's what I thought was coming.
Hold my nuts.
All right, we'll have that when we return, Curtis. All right, when we come back. What Tom Brady said in response to Bill Belichick on this program yesterday.
Talk has the power to save lives. Join WEEI on Thursday, September 23rd at 6 p.m. for I'm Listening, a live two-hour show featuring some of the biggest names in music and sports and insight from some of the most respected mental health professionals. As we strive to destigmatize talking about mental health, you are not alone. Join us September 23rd from 6 to 8 p.m. for I'm Listening. Listen right here on WEEI and on the Odyssey app for more information. Visit imlistening.org. Presented by the Massachusetts Department of Mental Health.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
Yesterday on this show, Bill Belichick was asked about Tom Brady playing until he is 50, and here's the way that went. Tom Brady said this week that he can see himself playing till he's 50. Can you see a guy playing that position at that age in the NFL?
I'm sure Tom would know better than anybody, so if anybody could do it, it's probably him.
So, Curtis, Tom has now answered.
Yes,
with regard to that, where he was on with Jim Gray.
Yep, on with Jim Gray, and okay. Jim Gray played a snippet of the sound, okay. And you'll hear that here.
All right.
If anybody could do it, it's probably him.
Oh. Well, there you have it, short and concise, to the point. What do you think of that, Tommy?
Yeah, I've always appreciated the encouraging words of Coach Belichick, so and it served me pretty well.
That's it. That's what he said?
It's funny you can hear encouragement in that. That takes a certain tone, but you've been very used to that.
And then he moves on to you've won 10 in a row.
What?
Tommy?
What Sorry? Was that?
Tommy?
God. Oh. Anybody who ever says that I'm making this up, please listen.
Thanks, Tommy.
Thanks, Scratchy.
I'm gonna hear it again. Wait, you think it's? Do you think it's dripping with resentment?
Oh my god!
You do?
Totally. I wish there was a video of this because I'd love to see his face.
So Jim Gray's playing the audio. That's where this begins with him playing the Belichick audio.
If anybody could do it, it's probably him.
Oh. Well, there you have it, short and concise, to the point. What do you think of that, Tommy?
Yeah, I've always appreciated the encouraging words of Coach Belichick. So, and it served me pretty well.
I love the initial from Brady before the questions.
It's funny you can hear encouragement in that. That takes a certain tone, but you've been very used to that.
I'm confused. So then he asks that follow-up question and there's no answer?
Nothing.
He goes right to, I swear to God, he goes to, you guys have won 10 in a row.
Oh.
And this is now on the heels of yesterday on social media where Tom Brady posted a picture of Bruce Arians touching his helmet with the quote, "I got your back, you got mine."
Oh,
I'm not reading. I'm not reading anything into that. I think that's Curtis,
oh no,
so,
that's straight at Belichick. And the fact that
what do
this,
you mean? What you think he's not saying enough about Bill, or he's like, what? Come on,
Tom.
Why do you have to be so careful with your words if you like someone? Do you understand that? Like,
yeah.
You hear his words and the way he phrases this. If somebody's like, "Hey, Greg, what do you think of Spaz?" You're like, "Oh,
he's
a little wild.
The best. The guy works.
I love
his
the guy.
Ass off.
You know,
he's
known
kinda,
him for
yes.
20 years. He's a little crazy."
Yeah. Okay, so you're saying he's measured, careful in his response. I've always appreciated the encouragement of Coach Belichick.
Sarcasm.
It's like nothing. Nobody speaks like that.
Yeah, I've always appreciated the encouraging words of Coach Belichick. So, and it served me pretty well.
He's like smirking when he does
right.
that.
It almost sounds like that's tongue in cheek.
Yes,
like I've always
is.
Appreciated the encouraging words.
Yeah, for sure. Tom. And the fact that he put that question into that interview, because you know Tom has full
control
over that. They're Tommy? Completely shoot going
great
after
point.
Tommy?
It's
great. Tom.
Great point.
Tom.
Tom. Tommy. Tom.
Thanks, Tommy.
Tom, you just. Tom, what are you kicking at home? So I hear you you're kicking your dog.
Tom.
Like, if you like the guy, you say, yeah, well, and Bill would know he's coaching, he's almost 70, and he's still at the top of his game. Like, you can say something that's polite and deferential, but he so hates the man that hearing his voice causes him to, like, recoil.
Hold my nuts.
The 508 texter says, Tom Brady saying, "It served me pretty well," is the first time they have actually heard him give Bill credit for his success.
Mm.
What about that?
That's true.
It has served me pretty well.
Yeah.
I think it was the tone of voice that changes that from being well-received to being a shot at Bill.
Yeah, the tone, you can tell he's smiling.
Mm-hmm.
I can't stand it. Run it again. Huddle up and run it again, Brady.
Next week is going to be so awkward with them both being like, "I loved my time here. It was wonderful.
Brady can't get along with Belichick."
Would have been great if Tommy just said D's nuts. That would have been great answer to Scratchy. all right. I don't know,
Tom.
I guess yeah. You want to hear Tom Brady with a big smile on his face when he hears Bill say that. And you're right about that, Curtis.
Yeah,
it's a measured response.
And all we're talking about is how this is a different Brady. Brady speaks his mind. Brady's so crazy now.
He's
avocado
so fun,
tequila.
He's so
like now he's gonna get asked about Bill Belichick, and it's robotic.
Yeah, I've always appreciated the encouraging words of Coach Belichick. So, and it served me pretty well.
Served me pretty well.
And the other thing is that when you're talking to a friend, do you ever worry that they may misconstrue your words? No, you're buddies and you talk crap about one another. What? This was so like weirdly inorganic.
It's orchestrated. Yeah. I mean, he knew the question was coming. It wasn't a got you question.
Totally.
He had the answer already in his head. Like, I'm going to do this.
Wait, you think he knows every question
that
Jim Gray is
question.
Asking?
Absolutely. He knows every question.
They did a video, and it was Jim Gray was on Brady's lap for the interview.
Yeah,
Brady
usually
sends
you have
Jim
to send,
the questions.
Yeah, usually
Giselle
you have to send
sends
the questions.
Jim the questions.
And Jack's the producer taking another job.
Thanks, Scratchy.
Yeah. Interesting.
Wow. Is there something going on with you and Belichick?
I love him.
No, I mean, I love him.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we got to get out of here. Gresh and Keefe is next. Crossover would have been brought to you by National Lumber. Wait till you see them. We'll be back tomorrow morning at 6. Razor, thank you.
Thanks for having me. Enjoy week 4. I will be listening laughing, and it's going to be so enjoyable.
We'll get you in here one day to anger those who love Tom Brady with your comments.
We got to get you in one day when Bill's on. So you can really just experience
that
feeling.
Tension. Yes, I can imagine.
All right. That's it for the show. Until tomorrow, this should be our new goodbye. Until tomorrow.
Hold my nutsack. My nutsack.
Okay.
My parents must be so proud.
See you tomorrow at 6. On EEI.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.